Nearly a century ago, Robert Ripley was a cartoonist who liked to collect weird stuff. Today, the company that bears his name has expanded into a major franchise. There's a syndicated Ripley comic strip, a Ripley TV show, even Ripley aquariums, but its signature attractions are the auditoriums, the museums displaying the bizarre artifacts. Christopher Elliott visited the secret warehouse in Orlando, where it all comes together.
Everywhere you look, there's something strange.
Careful where you step here.
Even on the floor.
This is a mural that's a depiction of, in this case, buildings of British Columbia. But this is all made from postage stamps. There's over 40,000 postage stamps in this mural.
Edward Meyer is the keeper of the secret warehouse. It's about the size of a football field and as tall as a two-story house. Wood crates, boxes, and other artifacts are stacked one on top of the other on metal racks that extend for the length of the building.
This is a Tibetan temple horn used by monks up in the Himalayas to bring the faithful to the temple and to scare evil spirits away from it.
This is where Ripley sends its exhibits after it acquires them. Think of it as a way station of the weird. And think of Meyer as the gatekeeper, even though on this particular day, he looks like he's just dressed for the office. He crosses the warehouse floor to a large object covered by a tarp.
This is going to be our number one exhibit in our newest museum, Panama City, Florida, opening next spring.
It's a Lincoln Town Car stretch limousine covered with 23,000 gold coins, some of which date back to 1863. He bought it from a limousine company in Canada, and it's valued at more than $1 million, the world's most expensive limousine. But Meyer won't say how much he paid for it.
So this is a shark rattle used to attract a shark from the side of a dugout canoe down in the South Seas. The shark doesn't hear very well, but has a lateral line that senses the vibration. So at the side of the boat, rattles it against the boat, partially in the water. Shark comes close to the boat, he lassos it and captures it.
Robert Ripley didn't just draw objects that were out of the ordinary. He collected them, too. That collection became the basis for Ripley's first museum, which opened in 1950, a year after his death. Today, there are 52 Ripley attractions worldwide. Meyer says that's a lot of exhibits to fill.
The seller of an exhibit finds us, as opposed to us finding them. Not always, but typically. And our name has been out there long enough that people will go, hey, you know, this is one for Ripley's. You know, this is something strange enough that we better call Ripley's.
The exhibits fall into two basic categories. Oddities of nature, like two-headed cats or man-eating alligators, and odd things people make, like the image of Frank Sinatra painted on a spider web.
Why would anyone paint on spider webs? Now, obviously, it can be done. Obviously, you know, not necessarily you or me, but anybody could do it. But one guy decides he wants to do it. And to me, that's as amazing as the final product.
Natural or artificial, Ripley holds it to the same standard. It has to be the real thing, says Robert Masterson, Ripley's president. And that means having it appraised by a professional or DNA tested.
It's that unusual nature that has kept us in business so long. The fact that everything we show is true and is genuine has kept us around.
And since all of this is authentic, you can imagine what security is like at this clandestine facility. No one, not even Meyer, knows all the codes to get into the building. One exhibit even gets its own guard detail, the taxidermied head of a two-trunked elephant.
Literally bigger than I am, the trunks, not the whole elephant's over 9 feet high, but the trunks are like 6 feet. 12 inches across, you know, maybe 30 inches around altogether, one on top of the other, both fully working trunks.
He says this pachyderm, which was legally hunted in Kenya, has been DNA tested to make sure it wasn't a forgery. It's headed for a new museum in San Antonio, Texas. At Ripley's, where, believe it or not, is the credo, Meyer says this animal is the most unbelievable thing he's ever seen. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Elliott in Orlando.
We know you want to see that double-trunked pachyderm. It's on npr.org.